Well, Ian, first of all, team-wise, what a day. After the troubles that Hampshire have had batting-wise recently, it all went really well today.
Yeah, it was a great day, I think. Firstly, to bat our 96 overs, that's a KPI for us, and then to go at the rate we did and to end up at 450 for the day was, yeah, it's a perfect day, really, with the bat. So, yeah, we're all very happy with how the day panned out.
Two big innings, one of yours, opening the batting, your first ever championship 100, first class 100.
Thank you. Yeah, it is. It was first time opening, so I knew that my role was to try and get through that new ball and just to keep it simple, one ball at a time, and I guess set it up for our middle order. As you saw, we've got quite a destructive middle order there, and it worked out really well. So yeah, it was good.
You don't need me to tell you that the opening spots have been a bit of a problem for Hampshire, not just this season but previous seasons. You're in straight away, get 100, problem solved.
I guess it's been a spot which has had a lot of change, and I guess it was an opportunity for me today, and yeah, really happy to have taken that opportunity at this stage. And I know that it's not just a one-off kind of year in now. It's going to have to be a spot that I have to fight for and hopefully can make my own. But yeah, very happy with how today turned out.
I know you haven't played a lot of first class cricket, but is it nice to get your first one?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, absolutely. Every cricketer wants to score their first 100, and to do it here at the Rose Bowl was pretty special. So yeah, I was very pleased to get that.
Now, the exciting part of the day was yourself and Anirin Donald. 262 you two put on for the fifth. I mean, obviously, Donald was the more, aggressive, but, I mean, it was great to watch. Everybody in the ground. Could you feel everybody in the ground, all eyes on you two?
I reckon all eyes are on him. It was pretty special. And I had the best seat in the house. I haven't seen anything like that before. He's a pretty special talent, and I thought he batted beautifully. Like, the way he was able to sort of go up and down his gears and... That second new ball was something I've never seen before. So yeah, super innings, and I think that made my job so much easier. All the batters that came in and scored. So it was pretty special, that knock from Anirin.
Were you aware that you two put on a stand for that fifth wicket as the highest stand for Hampshire against any county?
No, we found out afterwards, which is nice, I guess. It's it was an important partnership for us. We spoke about having the momentum, and we didn't want to let them back in after tea and to come out afterwards and to put on more runs quickly. That was really important for the position of where we were for today, and it's pretty cool to have a good partnership like that.
450 for six, a little bit of grass left on the wicket. Where do you see this game go? Because I guess you must be turning your thoughts to thinking where you're going to win the game.
Yeah, I think we need to keep batting, to bat big, and that's going to be important. I think the wicket is quite dry, so it might deteriorate over the next 3 days. That's a plan. We've just got to bat as big as we can here, and we're going at a nice rate, so there's still plenty of time left in the game, and keep the bowlers rested up, and we'll come out all guns blazing, and we need to come bowl. So yeah, that's the plan.